Proverbs 29 and verse 18 says this, where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint, but happy is he who keeps the law. Now, in the Old King James Version, if you're looking at an Old King James Version Bible, it says, where there is no vision, where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. But here in the New King James, or the NIV, it says that where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint, but happy is he who keeps the law. What is this vision, or what is this revelation? So what is this saying to us? Without leadership of the Word of God in our life, we as a people are lost. That's what it's saying to us today. The Word of God provides direction, leadership in our lives today. When you and I testify to other people and witness to them, we are revealing to them the revelation of God's Word, that there is a right way, that their lives can be different than how they're living their life today. Humanity without God's leadership and direction is wandering aimlessly in life because they have no direction, they have no compass, they have nothing that is guiding, a guiding principle in their life. You as brothers and sisters in the Lord today, you have leadership and you have a direction in your life because the Holy Spirit is leading you, the Word of God is leading you, but the world is just wandering through the world. Now if you turn with me to Proverbs 14, so go back to Proverbs 14 and verse 12. In Proverbs 14, verse 12, it says this, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its way is the way of death. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. Man's direction in life, when left to their own guidance, is always away from God, and it's never to God. We turn to one last scripture found in Isaiah 53. Isaiah in chapter 53. In Isaiah 53 and verse 6, it says this, and this is why Jesus has come. This is why Jesus came to give his life and to share his life with us today. In verse 6, it says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Our testimony and our witness is providing godly direction in people's lives around us that may not know Jesus. Is your life today better because you chose to follow Jesus? And it should be a resounding amen, isn't it? Amen. Is your life better today because you chose to follow Jesus? Amen. Because he has provided direction, he's provided guidance in your life, because if you didn't have the Word of God and you didn't have the Spirit of God and you didn't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, there would be no revelation. Amen. So that's my witness and that's my testimony to other people, that their life can be changed too. It's also the leadership of the church's duty to provide leadership and a sense of direction for the body of Christ. So I want to share with you that the promise that God gave to Abraham. He says in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, now the Lord had said to Abraham, or Abram at the time, get out of your country, from your family, from your family's house, father's house, to a land where I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth will be blessed. The part that I want to speak about just for a moment today is when he told Abram, he said, get out of your country. Abraham did not know where he was going. He didn't know how he was going to get there or whether he was going to have the support to make sure that he got there.